Welcome back to another episode of Around the League with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. And before we get into this episode, make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel down below so you don't miss anything. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you get your podcast from because you don't want to miss out. And remember, from the end zone to the buzzer, we got you covered. Today, we're going to be recapping the playoffs, what happened yesterday on Tuesday. I watched every playoff game mostly, and you know, I stayed up late night, and some games were good. Some games, you know, was just not even close. But, you know, we had three games yesterday, and I'm about to get into that right now as we speak. The Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 123-115. The Pacers take a commanding 2-0 lead. Tyrese Halliburton played 35 minutes, 21 points. The bench gave you some good production. Mathurin, you had Neesmith, he doesn't come off the bench, but he gave you great production. He had that big three over Giannis, Pascal Siakam chipped in. TJ McConnell didn't have he used to give you 14, 20 off the bench, but he didn't have that game yesterday night. McConnell gave you 6 points. 16 minutes, but he had 5 rebounds and 4 assists, so he contributed in that aspect of the game. I love what I saw from Indiana. I think Indiana, on every possession, they went at Milwaukee. They played very physical. These playoffs have been very physical. A good thing about Indiana is, you know, they have multiple guys that can get in double figures. See, Indiana might have a guy that get 25. Then the other guys might have 17, 14, 15, 16. So it all works in that aspect. Tyrese Halliburton made some big threes. Neesmith made some big threes. He hit the big three over Giannis again. I love what I saw from Indiana. I've been seeing from Indiana. They play with poise. They play with effort. They know how to get out in transition. They play now they transition defense could be a little bit better on Giannis because, again, Giannis did what he could do for his team, but it just wasn't enough to beat Indiana. Going over to Milwaukee side, Giannis, 40 minutes, he had 34 points. I love what I saw from Giannis. He was efficient as well, shot 14 from 20 from the field. It just wasn't enough. Bobby Portis came up late. He gave you 28 points. Wasn't enough. And Damian Lillard came back game two. He had 14 points. 4 from 13 from the field. That's not going to cut it for the Bucks if they want to win this series. As we know, Damian Lillard, you know, he just got back off an injury. It's going to take him some time. He's been out for a month. So he got to get back into his rhythm. But I think this game will help him get back into the rhythm. What I've been saying mostly this series is just like Indiana has taken full control over this series. What I mean by that is they getting down on a low block. Miles Turner is shooting the three exceptionally well. Miles Turner getting into his spots, shooting the ball. Tyrese Halliburton picking apart their defense. Giannis guarding Tyrese. He might guard Tyrese on the island. Might get Neesmith. He might get somebody else. Pascal Siakam. Who knows? But one thing you love about Indiana is they have multiple guys that contribute on any given night. As this series go back to Milwaukee, Indiana has already taken home court advantage on their own floor. They're up 2-0. And again, you have to give credit to the coaching by Indiana. Rick has done great with this team. He has coached his team right. He has gotten his players ready, and he has made sure that they know you can't miss a beat. Because if you miss a beat, Milwaukee gonna come right back at you. They're well experienced, just like we are. So it just all ties in together. Milwaukee, a lot of things I didn't like from Milwaukee was, you know, sometimes they looked like they didn't know what was going on the court. They tried to get back into the ball game late, but it was just a little bit too late. They cut the lead down to 2 at one point. And then, as we know, Pascal Siakam hit the big three. Then we know Neesmith hit the big three over Giannis. So that just sealed it. And you know, hey, it's been a good series far as, you know, the competition wise, you know, when it came to wire to wire. Last game wasn't wire to wire, but this game was most definitely wire to wire. Dame and Tyrese going back at it on the court. Like, I love that. I love that intensity. I love that fight. I would just like to see, you know, Milwaukee get back into the series, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to go to Indiana. And I mean, you don't want to go back to your home floor. Excuse me. You don't want to go back to your home floor in Milwaukee, and you don't want to give them a game, because if Indiana goes up 3-0, this series is over. I had Indiana winning this game in 5 games, and you know, it could be a sweep, could be a gentleman sweep. We don't know. Milwaukee bench, but Bobby Portis gave them, you know, they bench. The bench points look great because of Bobby Portis. He stepped up big in the fourth quarter, knocking down threes. I think he hit a shot from the mid-range, from the post. He gave you good minutes off the bench. Kenyon Martin Jr. gave you good minutes off the bench. You know? Well, not off the bench. Well, wait, I have to go look at it, because I get it confused sometimes with Kenyon Martin Jr. Let me see. Okay, so I was right. Was I right? Yeah, I was right. Kenyon Martin Jr. getting you some off the bench, and he really contribute. Not Martin, Porter. My bad, y'all. Excuse me. Porter Jr. getting you good minutes off the bench. And Kevin Porter Jr., you know, he fought. He's another big part of their team, and he's valuable when it comes to getting playing time. I don't know why I thought of Kenyon Martin Jr. I don't know where my head was at. I just had a little moment, y'all. Don't worry about it. But I think the thing is with Milwaukee is Giannis can't be the only one to step up, right? It has to be everybody. Because if it's not everybody, you lose this series. If you Milwaukee. And look, Milwaukee ever since 2021, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. They have done nothing after they won that championship. Things have not gone good for them. I don't even think they made it back to the Western Conference Finals, if I'm being honest. I mean, not Western, Eastern Conference Finals, if I'm being honest. You know, they just have to understand that, you know, you don't want to go out early in the first round, because, you know, you put all this time in for these 82 games, then you go to the playoffs, and obviously their regular season could have been better, but, you know, you just don't want to do that. You don't want to give a team like Indiana that amount of confidence going into your home, going into Milwaukee, and they have all the confidence in the world. I mean, you beat them 2 straight games. So it's going to be up to them to make the necessary adjustments if I'm Doc Rivers, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's important for that coaching staff to, you know, help them, because it's going to give it. I think once Indiana get that, you know, once they get that rhythm in game three, because if you notice Indiana, what they doing is they are getting the early leads early. They're not waiting. They're getting them leads early. So that way, when it comes down to the third and the fourth quarter, they're already up. So the Bucks might go on a 10-0 run, but it still might not be enough. So Indiana can put together a string of stops, and then they can get their points. They go on a run. One thing about basketball is all about a game of runs, right? So you have to understand that this is not a game where you can lollygag and where you can slack it, because I think Indiana right now, look, they got all the confidence in the world. They going to Milwaukee. They trying to steal game three. As you the Milwaukee, you can't let that happen. And the Dame I don't want to, you know, Dame didn't play game one. He just got back. It's been a month. The Dame and the Giannis experience has not worked. I'm just going to call it what it is. It has not worked so far. I think if you Milwaukee, you try to, you know, I feel like you got to go in a different direction. I feel like you have to go in a different direction, because the thing is, this experiment has not worked for you. What have you done? Have you even got to the Eastern Conference Finals? No, you have not. So now you looking at it like, dang, And I know Giannis has some injuries. I know Dame has some injuries. But it just goes to show you that, you know, you just can't put guys who you think will work together are going to work together. Milwaukee got they got depth, but Indiana has more depth. Tyrese Haliburton, you know, he's a star player, right? But he also understands I got to get these guys involved. He's always been a distributor before anything, right? Pascal Siakam, Nesmith, you have Mathurin, you have Obi Toppin, you have Miles Turner, who can knock down a long ball as a big, give you great minutes on the defensive side of the ball too as well. You have all these different guys that can help. You got TJ McConnell off the bench. He can give you 15, 20, you know, something slight. But it's all about what you're willing to do. It's all about how you're willing to make this a series. Because, you know, Milwaukee got that feeling like, you know what? Man, if we don't win game three, it might be over. Because Giannis, after that game happened, I went to watch the press conference and Giannis said something of, he said something along the lines of, I know what I have to do game three. I know what I have to do. But I feel like it's not more so what he has to do. It's more of what his team as a whole has to do. It's more what the coaching staff has to do. Because at the end of the day, you can't win by yourself, as we all know. You have to have everybody to come behind you. Everybody has to be a unit. Everybody has to be a group. Everybody has to have teamwork in order for this thing to work. Because you just don't want to find yourself stuffed in a 3-0 hole. And nobody, I don't think nobody has ever came back down 3-0. You don't want to find yourself down the 3-0 hole. Because now you got to climb your way back. And then the series is going to even feel longer when you're trying to do that. So if I'm Milwaukee, I'm going to get game three at my home. I have to get game three at my home. I have to get better production from Dame. Dame has to play better. I know he's trying to get back into a rhythm, but he has to play better because this is getting it's already serious when you're in the playoffs. This is really getting serious. It's heating up. If I'm Giannis, I have the same game, but I elevate it. You know, I elevate my game a little bit. I elevate my game a whole lot, actually, in game three, because you don't want to give up anything. You can't turn the ball over. You can't get out-rebounded on the glass. Another thing I saw with Indiana and Milwaukee, Indiana had a lot of offensive rebounds. And I'm looking at Milwaukee like, you got to jump. You have to box out. You have to do all the necessary things to get the rebound. You can't just stand there and hope for the ball to come to you. It's not a luck thing. You have to go get a rebound. And that hurt them too, again, on the glass. It hurt them. And I saw that yesterday. And whoever watched in the game, we all saw that. So they have to do better at that end too as well. And one of the most things I have to, you know, come out and say is, you know, you shouldn't be arguing during the game with another player from the team. I understand it's physical, but you're losing. You're down in the series. Your mindset is to be, we got to block out the outside noise and we have to go get game three. We got to go get game four. We got to make it a series, because if you go down 3-0, or let's say you win game three, but you go down and you lose game four, you go down 3-1. Now what's your mindset? Like, what is going to be your mindset going forward in this series? Because it's going to be a dog fight. Every series that I have watched so far is a dog fight, besides OKC and Memphis. And I want to say probably that might be the only one. That might be the only one besides, you know, again, Cleveland and Miami play tonight. And the Celtics and the Magic, I think they playing right now. So they play tonight too. No, they playing right now. Yeah, they playing right now. So you have to understand that mostly everybody it's a dog fight. A team could be down 2-0. A team could be up 2-0 and a team can be down 0-2. And they might have a willingness to come back, or they just might have a willingness to fold. But you got to go out there like, it's my whole thing with basketball. I don't care if you lose. I do not care if you lose. But did you give effort at the end of the day? Did you give it your all? Did you give it your best? And Milwaukee, they not giving me their best. They're not. And again, a lot of players may be due for a big game. You know, Tyrese may be due for a big game. Pascal may be due for a big game. Milwaukee, Damian Lillard might be due for a big game. Giannis may be due for another big game. I don't know if Bobby Portis can do this at home. I hope he can because it can really help his team. But, yeah, he gonna have to do something because that bench is not really giving you anything besides him. They're going to have to work on that. Brooke Lopez, be more physical. Get them boards. Get them offensive rebounds. Get your team extra possessions. Make the extra pass that's necessary. You know, Kyle Kuzma played way better than he did game one. I can tell you that. Kyle Kuzma had donuts in game one. 0-0-0-0. So, again, Kyle Kuzma played way better. He was in double figures as well. So, looking at it, if I'm Milwaukee, you know, this series is not out of reach. You win game three, it's a series. You take game four and you find a way to win in a dog fight, it's tied up. There you go. But it's not that easy because if I'm Indiana, don't let up. Don't let up. Don't lift your foot off their neck. Keep going. Like, literally, this is your opportunity to go to the next round right here. This is your opportunity. You just got the Milwaukee Bucks down 0-2. And you up 2-0. You got to make it count. Because what you don't want to do is give them hope in this series. That's one thing I always preach. You don't want to give a team hope. The time you give a team hope is going to hurt you. It's going to hurt what you have, you know, the games you won. Don't matter once you give a team hope. You know? Because in hindsight, hey, I could be up 2-0, I'm chilling. But what happened when that team win game three? What happened when they win game four? Now it's tied up. Now what you do? Now you looking at everything like, man, we had an opportunity. No, can't do that. You knew what was at stake, and you knew what you have to do. If I'm Indiana, don't let up. You cannot let up. Keep going. I love the way basketball y'all playing. I love the brand of basketball y'all playing. The bench is doing amazing. The starting lineup is doing amazing. Amazing. They distributing the ball. And everybody is getting in double figures. I think yesterday, Indiana, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. I think Indiana had about six players in double figures. Five or six players in double figures. That just goes to show you that the ball is being spread around. Or like Tyrese Halliburton, Tyrese can get you 15, 13, 20 assists, right? But them assists don't, in order for him to get those assists, somebody else has to be finishing. So when he dishing it out, somebody else has to be finishing. So they have to knock down shots in order for it to count as an assist. So if you Tyrese Halliburton, what you want to do is you want to keep making this competitive. You want to keep giving it to him. You want to pick apart their defense because that's what he can do. That's what Tyrese can do. Tyrese can pick apart their defense and he can make it to where you don't know what I'm going to do. You don't know what I'm going to do. I can knock down a long ball. I can drive. I can kick out. I can be at the top of the key. I can find somebody that's cutting. I can find somebody, you know, that's diving. I can find somebody off the back door. Cut. You don't know what he can do. He can dish it every which way, and he can give it to you. So if I'm Milwaukee, we have to go get to game three. Doc Rivers has to get his team prepared for game three because now you're at home. Now you have no excuses. Now you have to understand that we have to win because if we don't win, it's going to hurt us. And as the process of it hurting us, you know, it's going to be very bad. And I just hope Milwaukee understands the importance of game three because if you go down 0-3, Lord, 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 Lord help them. Lord bless their heart. Lord help them. Lord help them boys, because it's not going to look pretty. Not going to look pretty. Shout out to Indiana. They go up 0-2. Love to see it. Love to see it. Next game we have is OKC beats Memphis to take a 2-0 commanding lead. OKC beats Memphis 118-99. Looking at the box score here. Looking at the box score. Chet Holmgren, 20 points. Jalen Williams, 24. Shea, 27. Lou Dort, 8. Alex Caruso had 13. And Wiggins gave you 7. Memphis. Jaren Jackson, 26. Zach, 84. Morant, 23. Bane, 19. And Scottie Pippen Jr. gave you 13. Look. Look. I said before this series even started that OKC was going to win in 4 games. I said that. I said OKC was going to win in 4 games because Memphis, they don't have enough. They showing no fight in this series. I think yesterday they got it down to like 6 points, but every time they had an answer, OKC had an answer. So Memphis, I think where they went wrong at coming into the series, they fired their head coach, first of all. And that was like 3 weeks ago. So let's not forget that. So the interim head coach has to step in, which I don't fault him for anything. All he could do is do his best. You getting blown, you getting beat by double digits every game. You not showing no heart, not showing no effort. Yesterday you showed a little more fight, but it just wasn't enough. And you got to think about it. OKC is a deep team. J-Dub, Jalen Williams, Alex Caruso, Isaiah, Chet, Shea. Shea being your superstar. And this is the one thing people don't know. Shea went 10 from 29 or 10 from 28. I think it was something like that yesterday. Shea did not have a great game shooting-wise. Still had 27 points, though. So Shea is due for a big game. And I think he's going to get that when he go into their home game 3. So this series goes to Memphis. And Memphis got in order. I said this, Memphis ain't winning. Memphis is just not winning. The only way I could possibly see Memphis winning is what they would have to do is Memphis would have to get game 3 and game 4. They would have to even make it a series. If they don't get either one of those games, this series is going to be over quick. I said I had OKC sweeping them because Memphis does not have enough. Jaren Jackson has not played well. Ja gonna do be Ja, but Ja can't do it by himself. Desmond Bane, you know, it's just one of those things to where it's just like, and Ja can't do it by himself. And if you look at it from where I'm looking at, I mean, Jaren Jackson was 10 from 17 from the field goal range, right? So he was better than what he was game 1. So game 2 was a much better game for him. But he gave you 26. Ja gave you 23. Bane gave you 19. Pippen gave you 13. Your bench only gave you 14 points. They only gave you 14 points. And Luke Kennard got 4 points, but Luke Kennard on the bench, he's not getting enough minutes. I think they should give him more minutes than what he's receiving because he's obviously one of the best 3-point shooters. He's obviously a good 3-point shooter. He's just not getting his minutes. But you have to look at everything in its totality. OKC is a dangerous team. When you get into that stadium, when you get into that arena, whatever you want to call it, them OKC fans going to go crazy. Because if you think about it, OKC does not have no other team to cheer for in that city. just Oklahoma City Thunder. And if the college team not playing, oh, you know what I'm saying? So OKC, the Thunder, I said this before. This is a crazy take too as well. What I just found out. If you count this season, how many games they won by single digits? If you count, let's just say if you were to count them as losses, OKC would still be the number one seed. Let that sink in mind. OKC would still be the number one seed if that, you know what I'm saying, doesn't happen. If that happens. So now you run into the problem of the OKC is just a dangerous team. If you count again, if go to OKC and you see what they've been building around, you go even go to their post-game interviews, that's a brotherhood. That is a team who wants to win. That is a group of guys who want to win. And they're going to do everything they can to win it. Now, if you Memphis, just try to make it a series. Do the best you can. You haven't been doing that for the last two games. So, you know, I can't really blame. And I don't want to place the blame on nobody. But they have to do better. And if they don't do better, this series is going to just get ugly and ugly and ugly. It's going to get ugly. So if I'm OKC, I got to get game three. I got to get game four. I got to get one of them. And like I said, Shai is due for a big game. Shai has not had that big game yet. He's due for a big game. Y'all going to see what I'm talking about. When Shai comes out and he do what he going to do, yeah, this series going to be a wrap. As a Memphis fan, you hope this doesn't be a wrap in game three. But if you OKC, you don't let up at all. And I know they ain't going to let up. Because Shai don't got to have it going. Chet don't got to have it going. But look at the other guys. Look at their bench. Look at their depth. All these guys are grouped in. They're going to help one each other out. So if you don't got it going, I'm going to have it going. That's their mindset. And they always, look, you can tell that they've been coached the right way. You can tell they play with so much intensity, pace, physicality, right? And they're still a young team. That's the crazy part. I think they're the youngest team in this playoffs. Them and Houston are young. Now, Houston got some veteran guys, but OKC, they're young. So now what you have to do is you have to understand that this, that. You get what I'm saying? So it's one of those things to where, you know, hey, hope Memphis make it a series, but if I'm being realistic, this series is over. OKC did what they were supposed to do. They still got game three, game four, you know, and they got to go to Memphis. But I think they get one of those games, and, you know, I think they might get both of them most likely. I don't see Memphis winning this series. I said this before the playoffs started. Like, that Memphis just got, they got pushed on with a bad matchup. They got a bad matchup, and they couldn't really do nothing about it. So it was just like a, okay, we're going to try to do something against OKC, but we really can't because that depth, that lineup, and Shai, you know what Shai going to give you. So hopefully they can make it a series. I doubt it. I see this series being over by the end of this week. I think it's by the end of this week. It's either by the end of this week or next week, right? Because, you know, the playoffs, the schedule is so, you get so many days off. You get 2 to 3 days off. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they can do. How can they make this a series? I'm going to be interested to see how Memphis reacts. I want to see how Memphis, what fight do they have? What fight do you have to make sure that this series can actually be competitive? because OKC, I think they smell blood from game one, right? In game two, if you Memphis, yeah, we had a better game, but we still got beat by double digits at the end of the day. Not only we got beat by double digits, Shea's not having a great series, right? And it seems like Shea is having a little drop off in the playoffs, but he's going to be due for a big game. Trust me. When it counts the most, he's going to step up and he's going to be due for a great game. I got Shea winning MVP. Shea is one of those players that you know he's going to get his no matter what. No matter what, he's going to get his. Who you put on him, he's going to get his, especially in that mid-range. I will say this, though. He is a free throw merchant. He's a free throw merchant. But other than that, this series is pretty much over. They might as well. Hey, if I'm Memphis, hey, I'm throwing in a white flag. I'm not even trying to, you know. If you lose game three, if I'm Memphis and we lose game three, I'm throwing in a white flag. I can't. Because my guys, they look stupid out there. They look discombobulated. Like they don't know what's going on. So if you OKC, you keep putting your pressure on Memphis. Make Memphis quit. And if you Memphis, try to make it an even series. And if you lose, like I said again, you lose, you might as well toss up that white flag. You might as well just, because they got y'all number. And I think it was an important stat that got brought up. Every time OKC plays Memphis, OKC always has their number. They always do. And OKC always beats them by double digits. Ain't that crazy? So it's just like, hey, make it a series. That's all I'm going to say. Make it a series or don't make it no series. It's up to you. It's up to y'all as a team. It's up to your intern head coach to try to get y'all one game. It's up to Ja to get y'all. Jaren Jackson, bang, get y'all a game. You don't want to get swept. You do not want to get swept because it ain't funny. And when you gotta walk off that court with that ton of kind of hurt, it ain't where it's at. So they need to try to do something at least. Cause you just don't want to go down 0-3. Cause that's it. That's it. Moving on. Moving on to the next game. And you guys can already figure, and you guys probably already know. The Lakers beat the Timberwolves 94-85. Julius Randle, 27 points. Jaden McDaniels, 8. Gobert, 6. Edwards, 25. Mike Conley gave you 0. On the Lakers side, Luka, 31. LeBron, 21. Rui, 11. Reeves, 16. Hayes, 2. Finney gave you 7. And Gabe Vincent gave you 6. Man, don't I love them Lakers. I told you, I said, the Lakers was going to get game 2. They was going to get game 2. So now, we going back to Minnesota. So the Lakers, again, they did what they were supposed to do. I really get back to the point. Talk about last night. The Lakers played more physical. They matched the physical intensity. They played way better defense. LeBron James was cleaning the glass. I think he had 14, 13 rebounds, if I'm not mistaken. It's like, you know, LA came back with vengeance, as they should. And, you know, again, it's the Lakers. I think they said in their mind, we have to get game 2. We were going to get game 2. They made it their mission. The Lakers were up 20 mostly that whole game into the fourth quarter. They cut it down to 9. The Minnesota could never really come back into this game. Luka had it going. He had 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 31 points. He was one assist. 9 assists. He had 9 assists, 12 rebounds and 31 points. He was assist away from having a triple-double. So that's also something to look into. And as I said before, Luka still has not gave you a game from Luka. Yeah, 37 first game, 31 next game. I think Luka gets you 40 next game going into Minnesota. I think he does. LeBron played way better on the defensive side of the ball. But LeBron has to be better on offense. Austin Reaves has to play better on offense. Austin Reaves made some tough shots down the stretch, but he has to play way better. He just has to. And again, I got frustrated with Austin Reaves. Like, I was looking at that game last night. He was throwing up lobs to LeBron. Like, this is 08, 09, 2012, 2013 LeBron. He could have got LeBron injured last night. Austin Reaves, don't be too flashy when you're passing the ball. LeBron is 40. Stop throwing up these crazy lobs because he's not jumping that high to go get them. He's not going all the way back to go get them, right? You only see that once in a blue moon now. All depending on what LeBron you get. All depending. But Reaves, don't do that. Please. I'm begging you. Please don't do that. The Timberwolves got into foul trouble during at the half. I think Nas Reed had three. Dante had about 4 or 3. The rest of the game was very, like, I didn't like the refereeing going on last night. Because there was a lot of bad calls on both sides. Luka got tripped by Jay McDaniels. They didn't call anything. Minnesota got some calls that they probably should have got or they should have had got. Same over here with the Lakers. I just feel like the officials have to be better. But one thing I like about the officials is they're letting them play physical. But you have to call these games, and you have to call these games right. You got to call them fair. But Luka, that first quarter, Luka was going crazy. Luka is due for a bigger game. LeBron is due for a game, and AR is due for a game. I think AR and LeBron go off, and they have a game. And I think they're going to have a game in game 3 and game 4. Then I think it goes back to L.A. And once they go back to L.A., they're going to have a way better, game than they had before. Because AR has not been playing well. I think it's because of the fact that Minnesota is hounding him. And not only is Minnesota hounding him, what they're basically doing is Minnesota is making it tough on him, right? And not only is Minnesota making it tough on AR, AR got past Gobert a couple times. AR is quick, but AR has not been playing. Like, AR has not gave me that AR I saw this regular season. And I hope he can continue to do better. We got game 3 at Minnesota. We go to Minnesota. It's even series. Let's go up 2-1. Then let's go back. Let's go get another game in Minnesota because now the momentum just swung our way. Now we could take this into Minnesota and have a good game. Our role players got to step up. Gabe Vincent, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jared Vanderbilt played great defense last night. He played exceptionally great defense. So we're going to need our role players to step up. On Minnesota side, they shot horrible from three-point range. We did too as well. We made 6 threes. They made 5. So I don't think that's going to happen again. It's going to be in a medium. It's going to be like medium. The Lakers and the Wolves going to be like in a medium, 3-point section. I think the Lakers will make 20-plus threes. I think Minnesota give you 15-plus threes. Just based off me knowing that both teams are going to go back and watch film. This series right now, I still got Lakers in 5. I still got my Lakers in 5. And, that ain't going to change for me personally. And I think, too, going back to when I pointed out that AR and LeBron is still due for a big game. Lucas is still due for a bigger game. Because people be like, well, Luka had 37, he had 31. That's average Luka. Luka is the second most highest points per game in playoff history behind Michael Jordan. That's Luka. He's next. So He's in that company, elite company. So Luka gonna be ready. The Lakers are gonna be ready. One thing I like about Minnesota is, as a Lakers fan, they don't know what to do down the stretch in the fourth quarter. So that's going to also be to our advantage. But yesterday, we didn't know what to do either. Everybody was tumbling, fumbling, turning the ball over. But I think we clean that up, and we do way better than what we did before in game two and games one. We're in game two, we won, yeah, but we could have did so much more better. And I think the Lakers have to do this too as well. They have to stop being stagnant on the ball, stagnant offense. You got two players that have high IQ. You have to run action off the basketball. You have to get other players that's cutting, moving. You got to hit them. Luka just can't keep going ISO. Luka might get a screen here. He might get a pad. LeBron can't keep going. They have to run action off the basketball and get these players involved. AR had open looks. He just didn't knock them down. He had four great open looks. He just didn't knock it down due to the fact that Minnesota been hounding him all night. So, again, this is going to be one of those series that's going to be competitive and they're going to be tough. Now, do I think that Minnesota has played as well? Yes, they have. It's only been two games, though. It's only been two games. We still got to go to a game five. If anybody want to win quick, this is a five game series. Lakers is winning this game. They winning this series in five games. And people got to understand, LeBron still has not had his big game. Luka has still not had his big game. Austin Reeves still has not had his big game. So we're going to see how that momentum carries on, because they know how important to get a game in Minnesota is. Can they get two games in Minnesota? Can they get one game in Minnesota? It's all proven on how their mindset is going into that arena. And Minnesota, again, the Minnesota fans have a great fan base too. But if you look at it, Lakers really have a great fan base all around. Not fans in just LA. They have fans everywhere. So look for that to be a great series. Look for that to be, you know, competitive. Ant said something after the post game. He said that the Lakers defense threw him off. He didn't know what they was doing. Now, I thought the Lakers was just playing zone, but you can also disguise your coverages. And, you know, to J.J. Redick's credit, J.J. Redick is the best coach the Lakers have had these past 3 years. In just my opinion. Way better than Darvin Ham, because JJ, what he can do is he knows how to lead a team. His first year of coaching got us to the playoffs, a 50-win plus team. And you look to where we're at now, you know, JJ is only going to get us better. He's only going to help us get better. We have to get to that mountaintop to where we can compete for an NBA Finals championship, because that's going to matter. That in itself is going to matter. And I hope that we can continue as Lakers to play good, play well, carry on this momentum. It cannot just be Luka. It cannot just be Bryant. AR got to come to the party. Gabe Vincent got to come to the party. Rui Hachimura got to come to the party. Everybody has to show up. Dorian Finney-Smith got to come to the party. Jackson Hayes can't do what he did yesterday, which Ant had a poster dunk on him. But besides that, he was fouling. He looked lost. Rudy Gobert on Minnesota side, to their credit, Rudy Gobert has been playing good defense this series. I give him credit for that. But, man, my thing about Rudy, he makes my head hurt. One day, Rudy looked like the defensive player of the world. Like, he looked like all-world defense. Then you see a next game to where, like, he can't even play with the kids at the park. Like, that's just my thing with Rudy. Rudy got to understand that he has to be better than that. I don't know how you're in your 12. You can't put the ball in the basket for yourself. Like, Rudy missed some layups, too. And, like, he had 6 points. Yeah, we not expecting Rudy to be a scorer. When he was in Utah, he had a little bit more scoring going on, him and Donovan Mitchell. But I don't know how you get in year 12 and you still can't. It's you make it seem difficult. Like, I play basketball, obviously. I played my freshman year, and when I was playing with big men, it wasn't hard to just get the ball in the basket. It was basically you catch it wherever you want it, you catch it right here, and you put the ball in the basket, right? For some reason, it may be hard for him. I don't know his situations. I don't know what's going through his mind. But, hey, God help him. God help him. Julius Randle had a great game yesterday. You have to cut off Julius Randle at his left. I want to say his left because he loves going there. You got to cut him off. You got to shut him off one way. So you shut him off one way, you're great. You're great at that point. So now he stopped going. You get Ant. You know, and one thing I can say that Ant, he confused me as, because I'm a fan of his game. Ant, it's like when they blitz him, he doesn't know what to do with the basketball. And that's concerning. You have to make a quick decision. He does not know how to make quick decisions. And granted, he still is young. He still is young. But I think once he gets to that mindset that I think he has to grow as a passer, because he doesn't want to pass the ball to Rudy, because he for some reason, he just knows, like I know, that Rudy is not going to make the best decision with the basketball. Just not. And you know what? You know what's crazy with Minnesota? What could have really helped them in the series is having Cat. You gave up Cat last year. And if you watch this series, the Cat, they can really use Cat. Because Rudy is not getting you in the paint, Cat could have got you in the paint. Right? So, again, foul trouble was another big part of why the Minnesota Timberwolves didn't do as well as they did. So I have to look at that, too, in that aspect. And I have to, it has to go with coaching. They coaching, they did not make no adjustments. The Minnesota Timberwolves coach, he did not make no adjustments to help them. So that's why they could never really get back into this game. They had runs, but the Lakers had runs too. That fourth quarter, in them last minutes, couple minutes, was just, you know, up and down. I was looking at the Lakers like, what are y'all doing? Like, are y'all trying to, you know, but they held up their end and we won game two. Hey, y'all already know me. Timberwolves, Werewolves, Big Bad Wolf, Lakers in five. Lakers in five. But in all seriousness, I think that the Lakers will make this a great series. I think the Wolves will make it a great series. Lakers still in five, though. Like, I just can't find no words to describe it. I think the word I'm really trying, I think what I'm really trying to say is I think LA is going to make a statement, have a statement game in game three. They have a statement game in game three. Okay, game four, what do you do? Right? So now you see how you can just have a momentum. See, when you win a game, you got the momentum and it shifts. Can it shift to the home court? Can it shift going to Minnesota? We all know what's at stake. This to go up 2-1. It's to go up 3-1 game four. Because like I said, if we go up 3-1, this series is over with. We're going back to LA and we taking care of business. Like I said. But other than that, it's like, okay. It's all about, again, a game of runs. Defense. Can the Lakers keep up this defense intensity? Can they run more action off the basketball? Can they get more stops on defense? Can LeBron James be the glass cleaner he was that night yesterday? Can Luka? I know what Luka is going to continue to do. I'm telling y'all, game three, be on the lookout for Luka to have 40 or 45 points. Be on the lookout for LeBron to give you a game. Be on the lookout for AR to give you the game in this, give you a game in this series. AR might just say, you know what? He might just turn it up. He might just turn up. Because that Minnesota crowd is actually a good crowd too as well. It's not one of the loudest, but it's a good crowd, pretty decent good crowd. You know, we shall see. We shall see. I love what I saw from my Lakers though last night. Another thing I want to point out too is JJ Redick, during a timeout, he cussed the Lakers out. He said, "Wake up." if I'm not mistaken. He was saying something, but I know his message was wake up. Because once you got the 20-point, 16-point lead, you have to keep putting your foot on your neck. Don't let off. The third quarter, the Lakers let their foot off the gas a little bit. And I don't like when they do that. Because now what that does is it hurts us as a team. It hurts us because now we look lost. So if I'm the Lakers, keep putting your foot on their neck. Hey, if you look at these last two games, the Lakers have always taken the lead the first quarter or the first half. They didn't take the lead in the first half, the first game, the second half, the second game they did. But they always have led at the end of the first quarter. They have to let that shift to the next quarter so it can help them, right? And I think they'll be much better off. Run more action off the basketball. Find somebody that's cutting. Find a backdoor cut. Go pick and roll. I think AR and LeBron going pick and roll will actually help too as well. Jackson Hayes, I think he's going to have a better game 3-2 as well. I think Gabe Vincent is going to have a big game in game 3. Dorian Finney-Smith going to knock down some threes, and he's going to play defense like we know he can. So you hope for that as a Lakers fan, right? And you just hope and you just pray that they have everything they need to win this series. Again, I still got the Lakers in 5. Still Lakers in 5. So, hey, game 3 is on Friday. We shall see. We shall see. The biggest surprise to me in watching these three games last night was, if you look at it, every team that won by, like, what was it, 7 points or more. You know, that was a big surprise for me. Nobody really came close. The Indiana Pacers had a big lead, right? They didn't get that up to the end of the fourth quarter, right? OKC had a big lead during that whole game, mostly until they got cut down to 6 points. And they just went back to what they do best. Going deep into that bench, guys stepping up and helping. The Lakers, they had control first quarter, second quarter, basically the whole first half. They got to that third quarter. Minnesota looked like they was coming back, but then you see the Lakers, you know. The referee, and I was saying these playoffs has been, you know, they have been letting them play, but I also see a lot of bad calls. Refs have to call these fouls because this can impact the game or this can make a game or break a game. So the refs play a big part in it. I don't want to say they play a major, but they play a big part in it as well because these calls could be detrimental to a team. So, again, that was my biggest surprise yesterday. Mostly everybody that won had big leads early, right? So that was my conclusion for the last three nights game. This is the end of this episode of Around the League with Jay, a podcast presented by Locker Room Network. Before I leave, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you get your podcast from. Listen, watch, share, and remember, from the end zone to the buzzer, we got you covered. See you guys next episode.